Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
Want to get away?
If you want to get away, you've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guides. We're going to give you some easy tips about going to New York City in a moment. Plus, what happens if you're on a plane that feels like it's going to crash? That coming right up here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Believe it or not, there is one special time when the word no is out of bounds. Here's the developmental science of it. A mom recently explained to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books. And the mother delighted and added that about once a week, the child will ask to go visit a bookstore. And then the mother almost nonchalantly said, "We never say no when our child asks for a book." What's the cheap psychological trick? Books and kids, perfect combination. So never say no to a child when they ask for a book. Simply having books around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase a love of learning and grades. And if you're strapped for money, well, a library book can work just as well. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have again with us Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So this United Airlines 757 on its way from Newark to Dublin and hitting the turbulence that it did, co-pilot said it felt like the plane was going to go into a stall, so they dived it, dove it, they took it down fast. I wonder... it's the same kind of thing that happened, Pauline, to that Airbus that was flying from Brazil to France a couple of years ago. That didn't survive, mostly because the pilots weren't well-trained. They didn't know how to act. These people in this plane knew how to react. But can you imagine, have you ever been in a circumstance like that yourself when you have been flying somewhere and gotten to a place where you're really scared?
No, I've been really lucky. And, you know, turbulence... with the exception of what you discussed, has never caused any crashes. It really is something that is scarier than, it feels scary, but usually you're going to be just fine, unless something falls on you. That's something that happens all the time. Things fall out of those overhead bins, so you want to be careful about, you know, moving around in flight or if another passenger falls on you. But in general, turbulence is not that big an issue, except if it gets you nervous.
Yeah, and that's what happens a lot of times, and it may even make the pilots nervous. I say, in this case, the United Airlines crew knew what they were doing, so they sort of figured it out. They had to do a little experimenting to get the plane back into control. Also this week, American Airlines had a problem with a flight where somebody who was a passenger was mistaken for a terrorist. He was an economics professor doing work. I don't know what you do about that.
You give people the benefit of the doubt if there's ever racial profiling. That was it. I mean, the guy was just apparently adding up numbers.
Yeah.
Sad that we're at that point where we're so scared of one another.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about something good. Traveling to New York City, Frommer's Easy Guide to New York, some new lesser known places. If you're traveling to New York, I'm going to New York next week. What can I look for? What can I see? What can I do that's different?
Well, that's my baby. That's my book. I write that every year. I've been researching it Unfortunately, you're going next week when hotel prices are high. Hotel prices are the lowest in January and February in New York, so if you can go then, you can get a deal.
Cool.
The rest of the year, you need to stay outside Manhattan. Long Island City is your friend. There are all kinds of fine chain hotels there. It's two subway stops into Midtown Manhattan. A nice, clean room for like $200 less.
Whoa.
Than you pay on the island of Manhattan. So yeah. Real savings just by avoiding Manhattan.
Well, that's the secret of using the Frommer's Travel Guide, because you have all that information there. That's why I recommend people go to Frommer's.com, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S, Frommer's.com. Check out the travel guides there. Pauline, thank you.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.